Hey, this is Ron, and this is going to be episode 91 of the Lost Trail Runner podcast. I really have been struggling trying to get these things out. I'm not sure why. I mean, I really have good intentions, but I haven't done very well. And I'll be doing better. This is be the first official podcast of 2014, and hopefully this year I'll do better than last year, because last year I didn't get very many podcasts out. There was a big gap between, August and December, something like that. So this will be the January podcast, right near the end of January, as a matter of fact. And it's going to be myself and Laura running. It's dated because it's a couple of months ago. She has had some foot problems and hadn't been able to run, and hopefully this week is going to be the start of her new running career, because I think she's got her foot healed up somewhat. Hopefully I can get some current runs in with her. This coming weekend, I'm planning on heading over to, I think it's Watkinsville, Georgia, with my buddy Joe, commonly known as Frothy Froth on Twitter and various places like that, and his blog. He's going to run the Heritage Park 8-mile trail race, and I'm not going to run it. I'm just taking my recorder and my camera and stuff like that, and I'm just going to do a short run on my own and do some recording for a podcast for that particular event. Hope it works out. If I don't make a podcast, you'll know, because you won't ever hear about it, right? Hopefully, I'll be able to do that and get a new podcast out, mostly with Joe. So, that's what's going on right now. Oh, you know, I've got a website, losttrailrunner.com. I don't know if any of you have ever gone to it, but it is, I've got a home page, and then I've got a page for each of my podcasts, like The Lost Trail Runner's on one page, Ron's Updates on another page, then I've got my blog on another page, and then the last page is my new Amazon, I don't know if you call it associate store or affiliate store, whatever it is. It's a page where you can go on there and buy. Great, my phone's ringing. You hear that? I'll be right back. Okay, I'm back. That was just a telemarketing call, I guess. I just sent it to voicemail. Where was I at? Anyway, I got the last page on my website, which is basically an Amazon store where you can go on there and purchase different items. And if you don't see any item on there that you like, you can go to the upper right-hand corner and click on the Amazon logo and go to their website and purchase items from Amazon. And the only reason I'm telling you this is I get a little revenue from that, which does not up the price you pay for an item, but it does give me a little bit of revenue. And so far nobody's bought anything, but maybe someday somebody will. Anyway, I just thought I'd let you know if you're interested. I know everybody that has a podcast seems to have a link to Amazon to get a little bit of revenue for their podcast, and I'm going to try that too, because so far I haven't done anything like that. Anyway, this is going to be episode 91, and I hope it doesn't bore you to death. I'll see you after it's over. Bye. Well, I got the recorder on, so... What do you mean you don't have anything to say?
I don't.
We haven't recorded since last August. This is December. That's kind of a...
Really?
Yeah. That's a long time.
Yeah.
I think I've done one race in all that time, and that was the half marathon.
Well, I'm supposed to do a race this coming Saturday, but it's 80% chance of rain.
Which race?
can't remember the name of it, in Gainesville, for first responders.
Oh.
And there were three of us going to do it, but the one girl, her hairdresser who runs all the time, she was telling her, and she goes, "Is that the one at the soccer complex?" She goes, "It's the hardest race." I don't know why she said that.
Hardest race?
She said it is so hilly.
Oh.
She said it is very hard.
Well, then you don't have to worry about time.
One of the hardest races. No, I'll probably worry about a heart attack.
No.
No, I did have my physical.
And?
And?
You're still here.
Everything, my cholesterol, everything was good. Everything's good.
Well.
Except for my weight gainage, which is a direct correlation of my new job.
You don't have to eat all the time.
No, but it's not eating necessarily and not having time to do anything either.
Oh.
Because the last time I was there was February. And
well, once you get organized.
And I won't even say how much I gained since February.
Well,
it's not a good thing.
You just got to plan things out, that's all.
Oh, yeah. And I was told...
I mean, you got an elliptical trainer now.
I just got it. Yeah, I've been doing it. And we also did I started a boot camp circuit.
Uh-huh.
For me and Trent.
Have you actually been doing it?
Yes. With 10 exercises, and I use my gym boss.
Uh-huh.
We do each thing 1 minute, and then 20 seconds rest. And you do it. Try to do it 3 times.
Oh.
We're working up to that.
Go ahead. You got...
After I got my wake-up call at the doctor's office.
Wake-up call?
With the weight.
Oh, scale?
Scale. I said, okay, priority time. I got to start making, figuring something out.
Well, we got to start doing more races, for one thing.
Well, I want to get back to when I really started, I was doing one race a month.
Yeah.
And that's what I would like to do.
Well,
because there's a lot of, you know, and a lot of what we always try to do is find ones that work for charity.
Yeah.
You know.
I gotta zip up my pants legs here.
Where are we going?
Over on the trail.
What trail? Okay, grass.
Greenway.
So, you know.
We got 8 more seconds of warm up.
Okay.
That'll be about 5 minutes of warm up.
Well, I warm up and
we're
my
in our first
mile.
We're in our first mile now. I put that store on my website.
Yeah, because I saw you did it on your blog too, didn't you?
Yeah. Have you gone there?
No.
Oh.
Okay.
I got 3 categories of stuff.
Yeah.
I've got running stuff.
Yeah.
Then I've got podcasting stuff,
yeah.
Like record, you know, recorders and stuff. And then I got phones.
That beeper?
Huh?
Is that the beeper?
I don't know. And I got phones on there. And if anybody goes on the website, there's tabs across the top.
Right.
And the far right tab on the top says store. You click on that and you go to the page at the store.
Right.
And then if you don't want to get anything off of what I've got there selected, you can click on the link that says powered by Amazon up in the right hand corner.
Right.
And it'll take you to their regular web page.
Huh.
And then you can just shop regular.
Well.
And then anything anybody buys,
right,
I get a percentage of.
That's cool.
But it doesn't jack their price up.
Right.
Did that, nobody would buy anything. Okay, let's just keep going.
Okay.
So.
Well, you can go on your own site and buy me stuff because I put a wish list. A wish list on Amazon.
Oh, I see. The reason I did that because on my first page, I have a little ad for those Pace bands, that
right,
green band I wore.
Yeah.
And last week, I got an email from them saying somebody bought one and I got a 10% commission,
yeah,
of what they bought.
Right.
So I made a whole 90 cents. So I figured, well,
if anybody buys anything,
if anybody goes on there and buys anything, then I can fund my podcast with it.
Yeah.
Because I have to pay Podbean for,
right,
the websites, you know.
That's a good idea.
When you only got two people listening to your podcast, me and you.
No, Joe, you know what?
What?
Trent and Eric go on there and listen sometimes.
Oh, they do?
Yes. Believe it or not.
Uh-huh.
I hate cold weather.
When somebody doesn't run, that's probably not too interesting. It's probably not too interesting anyway. But
well, they'll say, we went and listened to your dad. I'm like, okay.
Ray Vaughn, right? Oh.
Well, most people that I tell find it very interesting that you do that.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Well, you're on there, too.
I know.
At least on this one.
Yeah, well, I guess Ryan's in the running training mode.
Yeah, that was surprising.
Yeah. Good for him.
Oh, you know, he quit.
Yeah, that other
Carolyn's, right? I mean, he quit Carolyn's and moved out,
yeah,
to Carrollton and got that job out there.
Yeah.
Then Carolyn gave him a key
to work extra.
And told him he could come in and
make
work extra for her.
Right.
Well, then she offered him his job back with the raise and only having to work 4 days instead of five. So he took it, right?
Yeah.
So he told the other people out in Carrollton that he was going back where he had,
right,
worked before. Well, now he's working part-time for them.
Holy crap.
We called him the other morning,
so
and I told
him there on Friday.
I told Rhonda, I said, I guarantee you, Ryan has never quit a job in his life.
I know.
He'll tell somebody he's leaving,
yeah,
to go get another job, and they say, well, if you want to still work for us a little bit, you can. So we called him. I don't know if it was Saturday or Sunday and woke him up. Or he was awake, but he was still in bed.
Yeah.
And he said, well, how do you like your new job? And he said, oh, it's fine. And then he said, well, I worked out at the other place yesterday.
Right.
And I told Rhonda before we even called him, I said, I guarantee you, he's working part-time at the job he just quit. Because every time he quits, they
offer,
don't want him to.
Right.
I said, very few people switch jobs and have the previous employer want them to stay and work part-time. So, so he can work there whenever he wants to. So he said, well, I figured I'd make a little extra money.
He should be loaded.
No. Yeah, but he, you know, I gave him my Cascadia 7s. I couldn't wear them. I guess the shape of the foot bothers my plantar fasciitis foot.
Right.
Aggravates it. So I gave them to him. And he loved them.
Right.
And he's just wearing them every day. Plus, he runs in them. So he came over one day. And he says, I need to get another pair. So got the Cascadia 8. And then he sent me the email and says, well, I ran my first 5K in 28 minutes.
Yeah.
I'll be ready to start racing here shortly.
Yeah.
So,
well, he must have got a new phone number.
Yeah, he did.
Well, I need it. I don't have it.
Because he switched to
Verizon.
I think either Verizon or AT&T. I don't know which. Is it Verizon?
I don't know.
It's one of those from T-Mobile, because out in Carrollton,
yeah,
he could hardly get a signal on T-Mobile. So, yeah. So maybe we can, good race to be a first good race for him.
Yeah.
Would be Peachtree City.
Oh.
I think, huh? I think that's the 1st of February. First part of February.
Maybe I can get in a little.
Or maybe sometime in January or February anyway.
Right.
And that's not too far from where he lives.
Yeah, I know.
I went down there yesterday.
Peachtree City?
Yeah, first time. Poured down rain all day yesterday.
It's been horrible. Which doesn't help when it's cold, raining, dark early. Crappy.
I got an email from Kevin Gwynn, who does the podcast with Jeff Galloway, the half marathon. And on my Ron's Update podcast, I'd mentioned switching to Maffetone.
Right.
And then I started talking about Tom Osler, who was a guy that I used to do his plans back in the mid-80s.
Mm-hmm.
And I was thinking about doing one of his, because you decide how many miles you want to run a week.
Right.
And then you divide them up in percentages.
Right.
To get a long run.
Right.
Two shorter runs and then a couple of really short runs.
Right.
So I was going to do 21 miles and divide it up.
Right.
And Kevin sent me an email saying he voted that I stick with the Galloway thing.
<That's funny. laughs> I agree. I concur.
Well, doing this is almost the same thing as doing Maffetone. Because running 30 and walking 30, you your heart rate really doesn't get high anyway.
Right. Well, I'm back in my Brooks.
Are you?
I washed them.
I got a pair of Altra Zero drop shoes. They're normally like $104.
Right.
I got them for $52. They're the most comfortable shoes to walk around in.
Yeah. Can't run in them.
Well, I ran on the trail the day it rained in them.
Yeah.
And that was fine, but on pavement, I think it had hurt my feet. I don't know. I've been wearing them every day,
right,
as far as my regular shoes.
Right.
And I've done like 4 2-mile walks in them.
Right.
And they're really comfortable. They're shaped like your foot.
Yeah.
And so your toes have room to spread out.
That's what I need.
I mean, they got the cushion and everything,
right,
but they're completely level. They don't have any heel lift.
Oh.
So you have to get used to them, because if you've been wearing shoes with heel lift, it pulls your calf muscle.
Right.
Because you're straightened, you know, your calf muscle's going farther down.
Yeah.
But since these Hokas only have like, I think, 4 millimeter drop from back to front, they're pretty low heel lift on these anyway. So these just have a whole bunch more cushion.
Right.
Which is great.
Yeah, because you know those new Mizunos that I ordered?
Oh, really?
You know, I got that one pair.
Uh-huh.
And I've gotten two pairs since.
Uh-huh.
And I don't like either one of the new ones.
Oh, I never could run in Mizunos.
Those ones that I got are nice. I like them. And I can run good in them. But the two since then, which were different models, because I couldn't find that same model.
Uh-huh.
I don't even hardly wear them.
So now I got my Hokas for road and trail. I got my Altras for trail and walking. And I got my Brooks for road and trail.
I have.
And I added another pair of Altras to my wish list on Amazon. They're like $52, which is a good price because they run over $100.
Yeah. My shoes keep coming, right?
Double knot them. You know, if you double knot them, they won't do that.
I always do. I don't know why.
You double knot your shoes and they still come untied?
No, I didn't double knot them.
Oh.
Okay.
Okie dokie. I was wondering if this trail was going to be underwater today.
Oh,
with all the rain yesterday. So basically, I'm back to doing my run, walk, Galloway thing with my heart rate set for Maffetone and doing the Osler, and doing the Osler mileage. So I never can keep anything just straight. I gotta throw in a bunch of extra stuff.
Well, for me, the best success I've had ever is the Galloway. So.
Yeah.
No bunnies out because it's too cold.
Yeah. They aren't dumb. Only runners come out like this.
Yeah, but at least it's sun out today.
And you don't see that many runners.
Because I was like, it has got to stop raining.
We're into our second mile, right?
I have no idea. I did that workout thing.
What workout thing?
That 2 mile.
Huh?
2 mile workout.
2 mile? We're doing 3.
Well, I know, but it does the warm up, mile, and which I don't think we did a mile to the warm up.
No, we did 5 minutes, which at most would probably be about 3/10.
Mine had 15 minute warm up.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm going to try to get up to about 21 miles a week, average. Try to get to 18 at least. If you get to 18, you'll be surprised how much better you can run in races. Mm-hmm. When I lived in Orlando and I was averaging about 18 miles a week, I could run 10Ks in about 45.
Right.
And the 10 mile, I'd do about 73. That was the longest run I ever ran back then. Well, I did the Orlando half when it was a Tangerine Bowl half marathon.
Oh, yeah.
It was my first half marathon. I did it in a 141. That was the first year they did it.
Really?
And I think that's the one George Sheehan came to.
I'd really like to do that Chick-fil-A half.
Yeah. Was that March?
Yeah, it ain't happening.
Why?
Because winter's very hard for me.
Why?
I'd rather try to do something in the fall. I still wouldn't mind.
If you got an exercise bike and that elliptical trainer.
Yeah.
Just train by minutes.
Right.
Don't worry about miles.
Right.
And then when the weather starts getting better and you go back outside, right, you'd be surprised how much easier it'd be to run.
Right. I still wouldn't mind doing that Savannah.
The rock and roll?
Rock and roll.
And that's in November.
Yeah.
It's just hard to get a motel room down there.
Well, you could do the Nashville. I think
Nashville.
That's like in April. Maybe.
You could do the Chickamauga.
I'm good. But when you start getting too far north, those mountains increase.
Did I talk to you about Joe's Thanksgiving Day half?
No.
No. He finished the race. I don't know what his time was, but he finished the race and went over, I guess got something to drink, and then went over by the Port-a-Johns and decided just to sit down next to the Port-a-Johns because his blood pressure drops, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Well, somebody saw him, said he looked really bad, and they sent the
paramedics
over there. They took him to Emory.
Holy crap.
And he spent the night at Emory.
Oh my God. Well,
they put about 3 gallons worth of fluids back in him.
He usually looks pretty rough to me anyway.
Oh yeah. But he ended up staying there, I think, Thursday night, and got out Friday.
Right.
And they determined nothing was wrong with him. He just dehydrated. Okay, we'll turn around at the next beep. I never did ask him what he did it in. So, he's decided that was his last half. He's going to do 10Ks and 5Ks.
Well.
Which is a lot easier on you anyway, you know.
Well.
I'd like to, if find some 15Ks. That's the distance I like.
That gorilla thing.
Well, the Jacksonville River runs a 15K.
Oh, is it?
Uh-huh.
When is that?
March. I think it's March. Used to be.
I want to find something.
I think that's my one and only... My one and only PR in the 15K was Gasparilla. I mean, Jacksonville River run.
What is that, 9?
9.3. I ran it in 62 minutes. I don't know what pace that is. A whole lot faster than I run now.
At least you're running.
Well, yeah. I just want to get my...
It's nice to be...
I want to get my endurance space
average.
Up so I can go farther.
Right.
So if I do get the bug to do an ultra...
Yeah, you'll be up there.
Well, the only one I'd ever do would be like a 50K, which is a 31 miles.
You would
miles.
Want to do that. You
yeah.
would really want to do that.
Yeah. But the thing is, when you do ultras and they're trail runs, you're not talking. You're probably talking 13, 14 minute pace. You're not talking 8 or 9 or 10 or 11. In my case, it'd probably be 15 or 16.
Your hips start to hurt after a while.
Not if you're running and walking and on trails, as long as you lift your feet up. My trouble is that the longer it gets, the less my feet are in the air and the more I stumble.
Yeah.
Because I did the Xterra trail race down in...
Did
Jackson?
You fall?
I don't know if I fell.
Totally.
But after about 8 miles, I started getting like calf cramps because. Well, I mean, I stumbled a couple of times, yeah, because I wouldn't lift my feet up like I was doing. See, and if you got a higher base, you don't do that.
And my hips probably wouldn't hurt.
No.
But that ass...
But you got to build up slowly. You can't go from zero to...
That ass is probably about mile 10. Oh, my hips probably hurt.
Yeah. We're averaging 13, 14. That's pretty good.
Yeah, I'm surprised since I haven't run in a month. But I have been doing the elliptical.
Well, that counts.
But
cross training.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, I was listening to Kevin Gwynn's Galloway Edition podcast, and he had Galloway on there, and he qualified for the Boston Marathon running 30 and walking 15.
Really?
Yeah. I think he had to run like a 4:09 for the marathon.
Right.
And he did it. So you can do this.
I know.
Run, walk, and...
And do fast.
Yeah.
It'd be pretty good. I just wish it was... Is there anywhere in the world that it's summer all the time?
Puerto Rico.
Because I wouldn't mind moving there.
Have to learn Spanish.
Yeah, I know.
I think when I lived in Puerto Rico, the coldest it ever got was like 70. And I almost froze.
I need to go.
I was stationed there in the Navy, and they sent me to San Diego to a drone school.
Right.
And it was It went down to 43 in San Diego and almost died. I mean, it was just one day.
Right.
But God, I hadn't been in that kind of weather for like 2 years.
Right.
And I didn't have any jackets. I went and bought me a nylon windbreaker.
Right.
Still froze because nylon against your skin's cold. Particularly when the wind's blowing. See, I was doing drones before drones were cool.
Before drones were cool.
Yeah. Worked on the guidance systems and the telemetry. But I imagine they don't even compare to nowadays.
Oh, no. I'm sure not. See?
What?
This is good.
What do you mean?
Well, I haven't been outside in 3 weeks.
Well, at least the wind's not blowing against us. And we'll get back before it's dark.
Yep.
We only got 0.6 miles left.
Oh.
So we'll have to add on.
Add on?
Well, I mean, we're not going to be back in 0.6 miles.
Oh.
So we'll just
run to the end.
Hit the watch and keep it going.
Oh.
Yours will stop before mine will.
I know. How do I make it go? I can't.
Hit start.
Oh.
Once it ends, you just hit start.
Oh.
It hadn't ended yet.
No, I have 0.31 miles.
But when it says it's finished, just hit start and see if it'll start back up.
You know, I did these 10 exercises to do this circuit, you know, training.
Uh-huh.
And so it's like lunges, some different weight things. So Trent, I showed him how to do all the exercises, you know, like mountain climbers,
uh-huh,
burpees, all this stuff. He is not a coordinated person. I wasn't even enough. You can see him doing lunges. I said,
well, after you get used to them.
Well, that's what I told him.
Because they're awkward until you get going, because it's like you're off balance all the time.
Well, that's what he wasn't putting his one leg far back enough.
Yeah.
So he was going. And I'm like, that left, I step out pretty far
uh-huh,
and then go down. I said, as long as your knee's not going over your toe, you're good. And so he's like, man, you can feel that. I'm like, yeah. Just imagine doing boot camp for an hour.
Yep.
Twice a week. And it's because he's only doing one round.
Uh-huh. Of, how many you do?
I've only been doing one.
Oh.
I'm out of shape, too.
So you do 10 different exercises?
Yeah, for a minute each. What we do?
How long do you do the elliptical?
Well, we do a warm-up for about 5 minutes.
Uh-huh.
And then that workout is, you figure, 10 minute exercises, 1 minute each,
uh-huh,
with 20 seconds rest in between. So, what, 15 minutes or something. And then the elliptical, a minimum of 30 minutes we're trying to do. If I could get to where I'm doing something in the morning, but I get up at 4:50 as it is.
Yeah.
I just can't.
You need to load all your workouts on the Runkeeper. You've been a zero on there for a while.
I know.
You probably got a couple of months worth of workouts.
Yeah, I'll go ain't going to guarantee a drink anyway. But I need to start logging it so I can see.
This mile's a 12:27 pace. But our overall is like 13:06.
Right.
You shouldn't have too much left.
Come out some yard.
No, well, get ready.
Get ready what?
To hit start.
Yeah.
It should beep to count down to quit.
Want to add it onto this?
Wait until it stops. Yeah.
Now we hit it.
Yeah, hit start. Did it start? It should say timer started.
It said workout finished.
Did you hit start again?
Yeah, and it's not doing anything. Oh, timer started.
Yeah. It'll just keep going until you stop it this time. Yeah, I got 2/10 left. So you had that 15-minute warm-up lap, which took up some of the time.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think what we'll do when we start getting in better shape is in the middle of our workout,
do a faster thing.
Do about 8 or 10 of the 30s fast.
Right.
Race pace.
Right.
Like 30-second intervals.
Yeah.
That way we don't have to vary anything except our speed.
Yeah.
John's going to run 6.5 on Sunday, and I didn't run at all.
But it poured down rain.
I got over 3.5 miles.
Yeah. And I actually feel okay. I really was.
Well, that's the advantage of run-walk.
I was like, crap. I hadn't really been running.
I'm going to go to 3.6 and that'll be it.
I'm at 3.6. What are you?
I'm a 3.57.
I felt way better than I thought I would.
We averaged 13:03 for the whole run. But 13:03 overall is not bad for run 30, walk 30.
Doing anything. Mm-hmm. I mean, running wise.
Yeah.
Did you add more stuff on your wish list on Amazon?
Yeah, I put stuff on there.
Yeah, but I looked and there wasn't a lot of stuff.
You could buy me a GoPro.
I saw that on there. That's big in fishing too.
Is it?
Yeah.
Have you seen some of the videos they've made with them? They got some really outstanding videos.
I know.
Yeah, I figured I could mount it on my head and we could run here.
Yeah,
and
I know. Uh-uh.
No.
That's why I ain't getting it. I'll get you the head mount, but I won't get you the GoPro.
Oh, right. Yeah, the head mount's like $10.
I know.
The GoPro's a 200 something.
Brent said there's cheaper ones than that.
Well, I might put one of those on my website on the Amazon thing.
Somebody might buy them. You get a good commission. What are you doing? Texting Rhonda?
No, I'm doing Foursquare.
Oh, God. Who texted you?
Nobody. That was an email.
Oh. I had to turn my buzzer off because it goes off like 10,000 times.
Well, you get too many emails?
Yeah. Because my phone, I have two separate emails. One's work that comes in there,
uh-huh,
and one's my regular.
Oh.
And I was like, eh.
Okay, you're going to run Thursday? What's the deal?
My plan is to run Thursday.
Okay.
If we can go to Stone Mountain if you don't want to come here.
Well, let's see what the weather's like first.
Well, yeah. I mean, I think it's supposed to be sunny the rest of the week.
Going to be colder the rest of the week?
50s, I think.
Oh.
But now Saturday, it's like 80% chance of rain.
Yeah. Trouble is that I never know when I'm going to get off.
Oh, I know. And then with it being dark so early, it's hard to... Well, I don't care. I bring my clothes.
Yeah.
In text me and tell me.
Well, you could run out of Stone Mountain, and on the four lane, they got lights all along. They got lights all the way around the mountain.
Yeah.
So I used to run around the mountain in the winter there in the evening.
Yeah.
About 6:30, and it would be pitch black except for the lights.
I don't want to run at 6:30.
Well, I don't either. Well, I'm going to turn this thing off. Is that okay?
Yes.
Okay, say goodbye.
Bye.
Well, we've come to the end of episode 91, and remember, you can always go and leave comments either on the Lost Trail Runner podcast Facebook page, on my website, losttrailrunner.com, or if you want to, you can email me comments at ron@losttrailrunner.com. So until next time, see ya, and just keep moving.
Hey, thanks for listening to today's podcast. We'll be here next time. Keep the emails coming in, and be sure to subscribe.